what you might be up to right now. You're probably leaping tall buildings in a single bound. Not like me laying around here on the couch again, while you're flying high above the clouds, I'm still on the ground. I can't get out of this little square I've been drawn inside. None of my evil schemes ever work out right. So I'll get back to work on plotting your demise again, and I'll act so surprised that the good guys always win. No matter what the premise is,
you That's Alison Brown from Packet Corners in southwestern Ontario with Your Enemy from her great 2015 album, Stitches and Incisions. Alison has a couple of band shows coming up in October. She'll be at the Bank Theatre in Leamington, Ontario with her band The Assembly Line on Friday, October the 14th. And the following night, the Saturday, she's at the Cortisone Theatre in Windsor. And Alison joins us to chat about these upcoming gigs. Great to have you join us today, Alison.
Oh, it's great to hear your voice, Jan. I always love talking to you.
So tell us a little bit about these upcoming shows. The thing that excites me is the fact that these are actually going to be a band show. Lots of opportunities to catch you playing solo and then playing with Uncle Dan Henschel on mandolin. These two shows, you're going to be with pretty much a full band.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it because, like, the quartet thing, I feel really works exceptionally well for the music that I do, both my own original songs and the other material that I pick from to add to my shows. So I've got Jed House on upright bass, and we've played together over the years kind of off and on in different projects. Vera Colley, who I've also collaborated with, she's going to be playing accordion and having some harmony parts. And of course, I've got Uncle Dan on mandolin, so it's going to be the four of us for most of the show, but we are going to have at least one surprise special guest, so that's kind of what's going to happen there. And, you know, I mean, I've always sort of played in semi-collaborative kind of whoever shows up sort of situations, and those times I kind of always threw it on the poster to say it's Alison Brown and friends. So I felt that the friends finally needed a name, so they're now known as the Assembly Line. So whenever it's me and more than just Dan, it's going to be called Alison Brown and the Assembly Line, kind of no matter who is available, because I collaborate with a lot of other side people and other great musicians. So, I mean, the door is definitely open, but I feel like the four-person band works really well because I've got Jed kind of holding down the bass line. And I've got two people who can play solos that can kind of switch back and forth. Vera can sing some harmony parts, and then I've got myself kind of leading the group. So it really works out really well, and I'm excited to bring it to a concert stage.
Well, I've got to say, I love the name because I do like that feel, and you really expressed it very well. I mean, you can play with different people each time, and I think that that's one of the big things about music, isn't it? The fact that you can come together, you all bring something different, and then you have this wonderful event that is the live show. A lot of the reason that we all want to get out and hear people play live.
You know, every time it happens, it's always a little bit different. So, I mean, the uniqueness of all of that is definitely more of an appeal, too. And I'm really looking forward to, you know, playing some concerts that are real concerts where people can hear me. It's a listening space, you know, everyone's there for the show. It's not a sideline to like a barbecue or a, you know, a fundraiser of some sort. Although I do love doing those kinds of shows as well, or, you know, your bar shows that are, you know, that are fun. But I'm really looking forward to kind of setting the focus on these two concerts in these really cool spaces in the area.
So how can people get tickets for these events?
Tickets for the Bank Theatre on October the 14th, you can actually call the Bank Theatre box office number. So that's on the banktheatre.com's website. You can check that out and you can reserve tickets. Or you can go right to my website, alisonbrown.ca, and there's a link there where you can buy a ticket online directly. So that's the best ways that you can do that for the Bank Theatre show. The one at the Cortisone Theatre in Windsor on October the 15th, there's a couple different ways you can get tickets. You can get tickets at Levigator Press in Walkerville. You can get them at Dr. Disc downtown. And in Pilette Village, you can get them at Nancy John's Gallery. Or, again, you can also get them directly from me at alisonbrown.ca. And if you see me around, I will have tickets. You can just buy one right from me.
Lots of ways to get them. And I did want to mention, yeah, we put the information up on our website at folkrootsradio.com as well, so people can grab it there as well. Okay. While I have you on the phone, it's always good to talk about what is going to happen next. I loved Stitches and Incisions, fabulous album that came out in 2015. What are you working on just now?
Well, I'm kind of ramping up for something. I really don't know what. I mean, part of my new kind of focus in my career, I guess you could say, is to actually do less gigs. Because I find that when I'm gigging and gigging in all kinds of crazy places, you know, I'm not setting aside that time to be creative and be at home with my guitar trying to come up with new songs or even adding new songs to the repertoire. So I'm focusing on that. I'm definitely going to be doing some collaborating songwriting with some other songwriters. I was up in Stratford recently to hang out with Dana Manning, so I'm hoping that Dana and I can do some more work together on songs, either in person or, you know, through the magic of the internet. So I am kind of working towards some sort of a project. I don't know when it's going to be finished or even started, to be honest. You know, I'm really taking my time with it because I'm sort of switching gears as I kind of, you know, look at the next parts of what my career is going to look like. I do want to focus on concert shows, festivals, house concerts, that sort of thing. I don't think I'm going to go on any really long tours in the next little while. So I'm just kind of staying home and you know, working on new music. And even then, like, I really feel like the industry has changed so much that I think the next record that I make is going to be a little bit more scaled back than Stitches and Incisions. I mean, Stitches was a really souped up record, and I love how it sounds, but I think I want to kind of slide back into a more, you know, a sparser sounding recording that really focuses on the writing. And I don't think I'm going to actually print records. I think I'm just going to have it up online and not even do a run of CDs, because I feel like CDs are really slipping away from the common consciousness, I guess, of how people get their music. So those are some ideas that I have for the future. And I also have that video project that I worked on with Ian Foster. So that's going to come out probably sometime in the next couple months. We did a video for Invisible Line that we shot down at Windsor's Waterfront. So that's exciting. So people can stay tuned for that. So that's kind of the irons I've got in the fire for now.
Well, you know, that makes total sense to me. I actually kind of like the idea when somebody says, well, you know, I'm thinking about a lot of things, but I'm not really sure exactly which direction I'm going to move in. I've got to say, I really love the idea of these two shows. And I certainly encourage as many people who are close enough to get out and attend one of them to come out, because they're promised to be wonderful nights of music. If people want to learn more about your music and keep up to date with all of these wonderful ideas that you're thinking about, how can they do that?
AllisonBrown.ca is probably the place to be. And I do have an email newsletter that you can sign up for right on my website as well. And then you'll get like monthly updates about, you know, all the stuff that I've got cooking. And also, you know, I'm still doing my radio show on CJAM as well. So every now and then I put some updates about Border City Roots on my website as well. So AllisonBrown.ca is the place to go. AllisonBrown.ca.
That's
where you can find me.
That's wonderful. We only have one more thing left to do, and that is to pick the next song. I thought we should play Scavengers, which is one of my favorite songs from the Stitches and Incisions album. And I'd love it if you could introduce it for us.
Okay, well, that's great, Jan. Scavengers is a great song about, it's sort of an anthem that I wrote for junk collectors and kind of looking at the treasures left behind in all of us. And I did a really fun video for it recently up at CHRW, so you can check that out. So here's Scavengers from me, Allison Brown.
And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Nobody's gonna miss it in the light of day. Under streetlights, everything shines, everything looks like gold. Picking at the bones of a long-gone industry. Miles of copper wire missing its electricity. Behind crumbling walls, ready to fall, treasures lie to me so. We're not all freaks, we're not all jerks.
hands. Everybody's got their sharp edges. Everybody's heart is plated in steel. Take a blowtorch to it, see what it can reveal. Before it starts to rust.